Williams.
Well, has the Ministry of Transport dropped the ball when it comes to the rising road toll? A researcher at the New Zealand Initiative says authorities should have identified the rising trend sooner and could have saved lives by acting faster to improve safety. Sam Warburton has been looking into this, and Sam is with me. Hi, Sam, and thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
I appreciate it, Sam. So why do you think NZTA dropped the ball? I should mention that you're a former Transport Ministry staffer. So why do you think NZTA dropped the ball here, Sam?
There's a lot of data published online about the road toll. It updates every day, so you can keep up to date with it if you're into that kind of thing. It's pretty easy to plot it on a chart and see the increase. And with a little bit of statistical background, you can check whether it's something to worry about or whether it's just natural variation and bad luck. And I started looking at the data a few weeks ago, and there was enough data sometime around 2015, 2016, for us to be concerned about it back then.
All right, so the data. Let's start with the facts. Is the road toll actually increasing when you put in things like, given the population is growing, there are more cars on the road, I don't know many, how many hundred a week, for example, in Auckland each and every week? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's about 400 vehicles on Auckland's roads every week, which you've got to account for that there'll be cars coming off the road, cars going to the scrape heap, etc. But travel across New Zealand is up about 15% since 2013, so that's population growth. And when people are feeling a bit better about their incomes and their job security coming out of the recession, they'll be driving a bit more, that kind of thing. But the road toll's up 60% over that 15%. So we're driving 15% more, but deaths are up 60% since 2013.
All right, so thank you for clarifying that. So what should have been done, do you believe, maybe a couple of years ago?
Well, it's really hard to tell. You need someone with a big statistical background to work out what's going on and to have a look at all the options. But there are plenty of options around. At the moment, we've only really heard from transport agencies saying people need to be more careful on the road, which is a good message to be putting out, particularly ahead of this long weekend. But we spend about $300 million a year on road policing. We spend about $30 million a year on advertising. And we spend a big chunk of money on fixing up roads. And there's a lot of black spots that could be improved. Maybe we could be doing more advertising campaigns, maybe more speed cameras or more police on the roads. There's a whole lot of options. And it requires a long, hard look to work out what's the best way of going forward.
You zeroed in, didn't you, on the roads of national significance. So I think you were saying that the money for under half of the money that's been spent on those roads, you could have put median barriers right across the entire state highway network across the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I would call an illustrative example to show the kinds of choices that are available. I don't mean to pick on the RONs in particular, or that median barriers are the best option, but those are the kinds of choices we have. So these roads of national significance, they cost us about $1.6 billion each. There were seven of them. If we had lopped off the one that was the least valuable and spent that money elsewhere, we could have feasibly put up and down the country median barriers. Now, you don't necessarily want to do that because there'll be a lot of low-risk areas, but that's the kind of choice that we have.
But on the flip side of that, we've got to be improving the roads, don't we, which includes the roads of national significance.
Well, yeah, so NZTA has come out and said this, that the roads of national significance are super safe, and that's exactly right. And I have no reason to disbelieve that there's been zero deaths on them since they've opened. But there's seven roads out of 70,000 or so, or 80,000 kilometres of roading around New Zealand.